This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour. Happy Thanksgiving. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, the DJV crowd on the air live for Thanksgiving. I just got a report from my son who got off the plane about 10 minutes ago, and there were no hassles. Said it was smooth at LAX, Jennifer.
Great.
Smooth at the Boston airport. So that's a...
We like that. That's a relief.
It's the first time he's been home for a holiday. I can't remember the last time he was here for a holiday, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, it's been a while, actually, I think.
And he and Megan came for Father's Day this past year and helped me sort of move around, helped us move things, get things situated in the house. And they had come in March to pack up the old house. So they came back in June to unpack the house. So it's we all love this sort of thing. We all love to have the family, at least certainly in my tradition. I'm not much of a holiday person. I don't really care much for holidays. Maybe because I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, probably while he takes a nap today, I'll get on the tractor and do some work for a few hours, and then we're going to my sister's.
You're going to take a nap too, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll probably take a nap for a little while. Yeah, right. And then my sister sort of was eager to have me. I'm usually the one who comes in 5 minutes before it's time to eat. And as soon as we're not eating, I'm off onto something else. But maybe I'll have a bit of a different approach to it today.
You think you can stick around a little?
Maybe. I know, right?
Yeah. Oh, will you stop? Everybody's a critic. Meredith just sent me something that I wanted to share. For those of us who want to be thankful about things and look at the lives of people who have a lot to be thankful for, gratitude's a very important thing. I was talking yesterday about this book that I have called The Daybook of Gratitude, mm-hmm. How to Live Each Day with a Thankful Heart, Find a Way to Be Good to Yourself, Build the Bridges that Will Take You Everywhere You've Ever Wanted to Go, Write Out Your Own Definition of Success, and then do your absolute best to make sure that story comes true. Get closer and closer to the top of every mountain you've ever wanted to climb. Make the most of your moment. This is your moment. A lot of people read a lot of books. I do, and I know a lot of my friends do. Trying to, at this age, figure out what it's all about. Because when you get into your 50s and your 60s and beyond, life looks different. It just does. Maybe because you're closer to the end of it. I don't know if that's my motivation, because I don't much think about that. I don't much care about it, because I figure I'll go on into some other state. That's just my belief. But I think that coming to grips with who you are and what you're all about and thinking about the riches that you have, a very important thing for us to do. Sometimes people don't always appreciate what they have, or it's frustrating because you don't have all that you want. I don't know of anybody who has everything that they want. Do you? Do you know anybody who has
everything? No one should have everything that they want.
No, because then you wouldn't appreciate what you have.
Right.
Right, exactly. You got your two eyes, your two ears. I had a hearing test this week to see what was going on. I did.
How did it go?
That was fine. I have there's a couple of high pitches that I can't hear, but other than that, I mean, it sort of flies in the face. Meredith says, you need to get a hearing aid because you can't hear what I'm saying. Well, and then she thinks I have selective hearing. I don't know whether that's the case or not. I don't think I'm like that. I do tend to listen, maybe because of what I do for a living. I listen to more than one thing at a time, if that's possible. I listen and observe the noises that are around me. In addition to people speaking, there are always noises around you. There are cars making noise and machinery making noise. There are people when you're walking. I mean, it's just sort of one of those things that you, there's a skill that you adapt. It's like dogs sniff and can smell at a rate that's 110 million jillion times better than what we can. They smell everything. And then they can hear better than we can, too. I don't know that they can see. But you look at all of these things. Somebody who's been on the farm for all of his life maybe becomes a little more acutely aware of what the animal kingdom is all about. And we're part of it. We're just a part of. We're not it. The people who hold humanity above everything else, I think that's an unrealistic way of looking at life, and it's unappreciative as well. Because many of the things about life that we appreciate, think about it. In terms of your own world, do you appreciate the pets that you have? They're part of our world. They may be more important. They may understand things better than you do, even though you don't think that you do. And you know, it's that kind of stuff that I am thankful for in a day like today. I'm also thankful for my health. Meredith sent me this TED interview with a youngster named Sam Burns. Samson Gordon Burns, an American teenager who had the disease progeria. Do you know what that is?
No.
P-R-O-G-E-R-I-A. Progeria is a disease that accelerates aging.
Oh.
So he was born in 1996 in Providence, and he died in 2014. You can see his TED interview. Just go to TED and then enter in Sam Burns. He tells the story about his life with progeria, how it affected what he did. There's a great documentary that was produced a couple of years ago about his life. He was a member of the band, but he became an old man. His systems developed and created in an image way someone who quickly went from being a youngster to being old and then dying because all of his organs gave way. But he had a great, I mean, he was brilliant, courageous fellow. And the TED talk really puts Thanksgiving, I think, into perspective. So if you wanted to pay attention to what it is that he was about, you'll learn something from a youngster at 17 who had the wisdom of someone who was about four times his age, Sam Burns. You want to be thankful, pay attention to what he has to say. We've had and are continuing to have a lot of fun with the day and thinking about the day and what you're going to do with the day. I was thinking also about how incomplete our report was, Victoria, yesterday about the Medal of Freedom winners.
Oh,
we talked
wow.
about the celebrities, mm-hmm. but we didn't identify the people who were not celebrities, who also won the medal. So I want to do that with all of you, so you just have a perspective on something. These are Americans for whom we should all be thankful. Quarter past the hour, Thanksgiving Day with DJV.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Granger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Granger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Granger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Granger, Granger, Granger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Granger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Granger. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call, click safety.granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation varies.
In my family, we do a gift swap game for the holidays. And one year, there was this epic battle over a robe from thecompanystore.com. Now, we all bring gifts from the company store, you know, to ensure a good outcome. But I have to admit, I kind of miss the competition.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years, from cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit TheCompanyStore.com for Black Friday deals November 21st through 26th. Enter the code FRIDAY for 25% off your order plus free shipping.
It's almost time for my favorite holiday.
Aw, I love Thanksgiving, too.
I'm talking about Black Friday at Ulta Beauty. I wait all year for Beauty Buster deals like Bare Minerals Eye and Face Kits for only $10. Plus 50% off my favorite mascara from Urban Decay. I'll get makeup, hair care, fragrances, and more for everyone on my list. Oh, wait, where are you going?
To get my phone. I'm going to need to text and tweet and gram and...
Most stores open at 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving and 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Hurry in. Beauty Busters are going fast. Ulta Beauty. Joy to the girl.
I saved! I found incredible deals on Groupon for everyone.
For everyone.
There's something for everyone this year on Groupon. Download the Groupon app and find thousands of deals on electronics, toys for the kids, winter apparel, home cookware, and more. From GoPro cameras and drones to yoga mats and skateboards. This season, get to 70% off with incredible deals on Groupon.
Thanks to Groupon goods, I could buy gifts for everyone.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Paying attention to what's going on. One of the things I was just talking about, being not distracted, but having to listen to a lot of different things or listening to a lot of different things, that refers to what I'm doing on the air. I have to be acutely aware of all kinds of things that are going on in the studio with my co-hosts and things that you're thinking and saying and communicating. It is your need to have a multiple, the ability of focusing on more than one thing. And does it get distracting sometimes, and do I hear everything? No, I don't hear everything. I don't think I try to be as close to all of you as I possibly can, but there's a juggling act going on here. And sometimes, yeah, I miss some of the stuff. And usually, I'm pretty good at covering over it.
Faking it, you mean? You're like, I'm here. What are you talking about?
Yeah. The Medal of Freedom winners announced the celebrities are the people that we always pay a lot of attention to. That's kind of sad because there are a lot of gold medal winners, Medal of Freedom winners, who are not celebrities, who do a lot of things. So I thought we'd go through the list here and figure out who some of these people are. Richard Garwin, for example, the physicist who worked to reduce the risk of nuclear war. He helped to invent the hydrogen bomb, but then he used that information or what he knew to devise things like the MRI and laser printing and the touch screen. Ever touch the screen? It's like a little puddle underneath the screen. You notice that? You push the screen and there's something underneath it, the touchstone screen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but the touch screen is, I mean, that, Kara, off the air, we were talking about all these winners who were not easy to find, by the way. No major news network covered any of these people. That's why we only thought celebrities won when we talked about this yesterday. But Kara said, oh, well, you know, these people, do any of these people affect your daily life? Well, yeah, half of my devices are touchscreen.
Yeah.
And if Richard Garwin hadn't invented that technology, I mean, Doug, you're a new iPhone user, so it affects your life on a daily basis, too.
Right.
It's incredible. And the MRI, how many lives have been saved because of MRI technology?
Yeah. Newton Minow, who was the former chairman of the Federal Communications Commission back in the Kennedy days, very interesting. He's the person who talked about the vast wasteland that back in the 60s. Can you imagine what he'd be thinking about it today if he were around? Let's see here. Margaret Hamilton, who led the team that created the onboard flight software for the Apollo Command and the lunar modules, got her award.
Which I never knew a woman was even involved in that.
No.
That's so cool.
Yeah, right. Eduardo Padron, who's president of Miami-Dade College, overseeing one of the nation's most diverse student bodies, got the award as well. So the point we're making here is that it isn't just celebrities who make up people in America who deserve attention. And we so often we get ourselves, because of the TMZ culture that we're in, that's what we think matters. What matters is what people do for the good of all of us. 21 after the hour here with DJV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Hour when we go there, and usually the musical news is what we focus on, the people who are making music and musical news, but every once in a while we push ourselves into another direction, thus the theme behind Throwback Thursday. So we've gone way back. The top five songs this week in 1963, in honor of the year that JFK became the first president to make the turkey pardon an annual tradition. So we start off with the number five tune this week in 1963, The Impressions, one of the really great Philadelphia, they started, I think the Philadelphia sound certainly helped it. Song's called It's All Right, very smooth stuff, clean this up, and let's go.
Yeah.
All right. All right, that's number five this week. Number four, Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs. My God. This was the silliest song of the... This started out in the summer of 63 and was still around in the fall. Jimmy Gilmer was a kid, a high school kid, and this is... He got out there about 19 years old, I think, when this was made.
So he was like the Justin Bieber of the time?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, listen to the lyric line of this for a second. was a perfect example of the simplicity of the silly songs of the 60s. This was it. It's like, I sound like I'm on a jock on the 60 channel on Sirius XM. All right, so that's number four. Number three belonged to Nino Tembo and April Stevens. What a sweet song. Deep Purple. This week gives you a perfect example of how varied the music was, because we were trying to blend the music of the 40s into the 50s when rock started, and into the 60s. Nobody knew where we were going. This is obvious, but this is a good song, though. Go ahead, Frank. There were a lot of story songs in the 60s. That's what this one was. All right, next one is an instrumental, The Village Stompers, with a tune called Washington Square.
This sounds totally out of place. And it's an instrumental that made it to the charts?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, there were a lot of instrumentals in the 60s and early 70s that made it. And then that sort of that venue, or the door closed on that sound, if you will. Hmm. All right, let's see here. Number one, I'm leaving it up to you.
Up to you.
How do we get to do so much?
Number one. A couple that I think they were in college or something. I forget what the deal was with the two of them. I'm trying to remember back that far. This was their only hit, one hit wonder. I'm leaving it all up to you. Number one this week in 1963. So there we are. A little Thanksgiving gift for the moldy oldies in the crowd. 28 past the hour. Up to you.
Hey, it's Prince Royce with a special holiday message from Sprint. For me, it's not the holidays if I'm not spending time with my friends and family. This year's Black Friday deals with Sprint are an incredible way to find just the right gift for those special people in your life and avoid the shopping lines so you can still spend some quality time with them. Now get a free 43-inch 4K LG Smart TV when you buy an LG V20 device. Or if you're looking to pick up a Samsung Galaxy S7, Sprint will throw in a Samsung Galaxy Tab E for free. Visit your local Sprint store or Sprint.com/holiday for more information. Wishing everyone out there a happy holiday season.
LG V20, $33 for 24 months with installment billing. GS7, $28.96 for 24 months with installment billing. Tab E free after $10 monthly credits. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Taxes due at sale. Early termination results in remaining balance due. Restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
I saved! I found incredible deals on Groupon for everyone.
For everyone.
There's something for everyone this year on Groupon. Download the Groupon app and find thousands of deals on electronics, toys for the kids, winter apparel, home cookware, and more. From GoPro cameras and drones to yoga mats and skateboards. This season, get up to 70% off with incredible deals on Groupon.
Thanks to Groupon goods, I could buy gifts for everyone.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
And gravy and all the good stuff.
Hey, Rich, Brendan.
Oh, come on,
oh,
Brendan.
Come on.
Brendan's on the bus.
Here, let me look.
All right, call me back. If
Brendan, your dad's falling and he can't get up.
Jennifer's yelling, Dad, your dad's falling and he can't get up.
Brendan, and bring donuts. We're hungry.
Yeah. All right, so Brendan just kind of off the plan. I was going to have him do a little travel report for us, just as an example of what's going on. I have a feeling, I have a sense that things are better and easier. The travel is, although there are going to be slowdowns and stuff, is it that we're getting used to all of the bad traffic? You know how bad the traffic is
all around
the country? Well,
we prepped for the absolute worst. I mean, don't forget that.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. Oof. One year at Thanksgiving, my mom went to my sister's house for the traditional feast. Knowing how gullible my sister is, my mother decided to play a trick. She told my sister that she needed something from the store. When my sister left, my mom took the turkey out of the oven, removed the stuffing, stuffed a Cornish game hen, and inserted that into the turkey, restuffed the turkey, put it back in the oven. When it was time for dinner, my sister pulled the turkey out of the oven, proceeded to remove the stuffing, When her spoon hit something, she reached in and pulled out the bird. With a look of total shock on her face, my mother said, "Patricia, you killed a pregnant bird." At the reality of this horrifying news, my sister started to cry. It took the whole family 2 hours to convince her that turkeys lay eggs, don't have babies inside of them. That was a story that I saw a long time ago. I thought, what a silly thing for somebody to do. But, you know, some people are silly. Did you know, by the way, how much in demand weed is? I was going to use the term grass, but apparently that's old-fashioned. I'm not supposed to call it grass anymore. It's weed. There is a lot of, on the Friday after Thanksgiving, apparently, a lot of marijuana sales are expected tomorrow. Why? What's the...
Green Friday. Yeah.
Yeah, but why? What is there about Green Friday or Black Friday that makes it any more desirable than last Friday or next Friday?
Well, no one has to work tomorrow.
You think you would want the pot before Thanksgiving, though?
True.
That way, just when you're hungry, you would have a bunch of food.
Just to get through it, and then the munchies aspect, yes.
Right.
Really? Last year, Washington State, for example, saw a 13% boost in the sales of marijuana over an average Friday. So can you buy marijuana online? Don't you have to buy it in person?
Yeah,
how do you buy marijuana?
Somehow you can buy it on Craigslist now, which I think is really strange. But I think it happens, yeah.
How do you get it?
I don't know.
Go on Craigslist and there's an ad for weed?
Shouldn't we ask Victoria this question? She's the worldly one of us. I don't know.
Hang on, let me call my dealer and I'll ask him how it works. I don't know.
Roberta style. All right, so anyway, I just found that interesting.
Well, as more states make it legal, I'm sure you're going to start to see a huge spike in sales.
Weed
it's a long
Wednesday.
Weekend, and people have to deal with their families, you know, so.
Yep. Okay.
Weed so Wednesday.
Weed Wednesday. How silly is all of that? Hopefully you're all having a good Thanksgiving. We're enjoying spending the time with you. In sports news, the L.A. Rams, Jennifer.
Yes.
Have fired Troy Hill.
They need to do more than that. The Rams are having a really tough time.
Well, but isn't that expected, given what this is a team that moved into L.A. and had a tough time when it was there before, and the expectation was they're going to have a tough time this year. What's the difference in the fact that the team is here or wherever it was before? Where was this team?
St. Louis.
St. Louis.
You know, I think the actual issue, and this comes down to what it usually comes down to, and that's coaching. Coaching always is a problem, and they're just having I mean, I think everybody likes this coach and thinks he's a nice guy, but I just don't know if he's everything that people want him to be.
What does
that
mean?
Makes sense. I mean, he's just not making good coaching moves.
Really? So... Is there a plethora? I always wonder about that. Where coaches, good coaches, come from? Are they all players? Not always. I don't think they're always players. They can be. I think what I'm thinking of first is Larry Bird when he was a coach of the Celtics. And there have been player coaches as well that I think did pretty well over the years. I don't think they do that anymore, though, do they?
They sometimes.
Player coaches.
Occasionally, yeah.
Do they? Yeah. All right. Pretty exciting conversation.
Hey, I'm here to help.
Are you really?
Well, that particular guy got fired because of, didn't he hit a semi-truck or something with his car?
Something
he's
like
drunk?
That.
Yeah,
right. Drunk. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's embarrassing.
But it's about time the NFL starts firing people for all these infractions.
Mm-hmm. That was... It's funny.
I'm multitasking, and I'm...
Yes. Are you okay?
Who, me?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just actually... My mind is into the day... And I'm thinking about...
Are you thinking about turkey and
I really am
potatoes?
Thinking about all the things and the people that I have to be thankful for. I went off. Thank you, Jennifer. You know me very well. About 3 or 4 minutes ago, I just, with the thought of my son coming here...
You got all excited.
I am, because he hasn't been here. I see him all the time. I mean, we have we talk almost every day, but he hasn't come home. And it's funny how he's growing. Maybe that's the best way that I can put it. He's a man, and he's not a boy. And
uh-oh, here come the tears.
Well, not necessarily. But
go
just
ahead, let him roll. It's okay.
No, but I think what we think about on Thanksgiving are our families.
Yes.
Right? And that's,
yeah.
That's the appropriate
point
thing.
Of it, right?
And
yeah.
How, yeah. I mean, I can think back over years past to Thanksgivings where, you know, the kids were playing. And then there was a huge jump for whatever the reason. Disconnect from when they were children to when they are adults. There's all those years in between that, yeah, they were around and, yeah, you paid attention to them. But I don't know that I paid as much attention. We were talking earlier about listening and hearing. You can say things that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be heard. And I think right. A lot of my my life has been spent hearing but not listening, perhaps to my children or people that I love. And so, and you lose some of the perspective. You try to be a good friend, a good husband, a good lover, or whatever. But there are these things. And I think it's the biggest problem that people have. And on a day like today, when you are exposed to lots of different ideas, lots of different thoughts, lots of different people, maybe you better make it, or it might be good if you made it a practice to listen to the conversation. Maybe that's the best way you could participate in whatever is going on, to hear actually what people are saying. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah, I like it.
There is a difference between listening and hearing. And so many arguments get started by people not hearing what's being said. They listen.
Right.
But, you know, they get their buttons pushed. And then they want to be heard. And they get upset when they think people are not paying attention or listening to what they have to say. And I think it's maybe chronic, actually. But I use that as an example of me with my children or my loved ones, you know, listening to what they have to say and hearing what they have to say are two different things. So practicing, maybe the lesson for today is practicing listening, and then are you hearing what's being said by people who are making perhaps some good points? You may learn something. I always have said you learn more with your mouth closed and your ears open than the other way around. So if that's a lesson that is helpful and important, I'm happy to pass it along. Dreaming of a white Christmas? Where would we expect a white Christmas? Let's talk about that in a moment here as we celebrate Thanksgiving. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the air at 43 past the hour.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This report is brought to you by Jason's Deli. What does tradition mean to you? For 40 years, the tradition at Jason's Deli has always been making quality meals for the communities it loves. As a way of saying thank you to their loyal customers, participating Jason's Deli locations will be celebrating its 40th anniversary with a Customer Appreciation Day on Wednesday, November 30th. With a purchase of any adult entree, diners will also get select signature menu items at their original prices from 1976. Some sandwiches are as low as $1.35. Joe Tatoris Jr., founder of Jason's Deli.
From our gluten-free and meatless items to our historic ban of artificial trans fats, Jason's Deli has consistently been at the forefront of change when it comes to offering menu items that anyone can enjoy. We're proud to be founded on this principle of choice and will continue to honor this tradition for many years to come.
To learn more and check for participating Jason's Deli locations, visit www.jasonsdeli.com.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSF Looper 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, Texas title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Everybody dreams of a white Christmas. Most of the country doesn't get one, but there are a couple of cities that'll be, according to, I was teasing the ladies a little bit ago. I wasn't teasing, actually. I was talking about weather, and they were teasing me because I was going on and on about it, and apparently, the desire was to get a quick forecast and move on.
Well, yeah.
No.
But so, we know better. It's okay.
The National Oceanographic and whatever administration found that the following cities are almost 100% guaranteed to have at least an inch of snow on Christmas Day. Duluth, Minnesota.
Duluth.
Duluth, Minnesota. Winthrop, Washington. That city advertised itself as the nation's largest cross-country ski area.
Mm-hmm.
Aspen, Colorado.
Not
they saw
Colorado.
Snow there in September, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Horrible. Saw
it rained
snow.
Last week, or snowed last week on my mom.
Yeah. Well, she's out there, right, too. Marquette, Michigan. And Jackson Hole, Wyoming. They have 18 inches of snow, usually through the month of September.
Hmm.
So if you want to have a white Christmas, those are the places to go. We have it here in New England kind of with regularity, but it's not something you can count on. Especially, last year it was quite warm through the winter. Year before that, we had, I think, 2 feet of snow on the ground in November. The year before, and then 11 feet of snow during the course of the winter. That's when I decided it was time for me to...
To pack it up.
Yeah, stop.
Literally.
California
dreaming took over, yeah.
All right, 30 seconds, Jennifer.
Yes.
What is the most important blessing you have to celebrate today?
Oh, gosh. I think everybody's first should be their health, right? And
yep.
And definitely my family. I mean, I have to add that in. I'm so blessed. And that includes you guys, by the way. I mean,
Thank you. Likewise. My close, immediate,
and extended family. And I'm very lucky because I get to be surrounded by people that I really, truly love every single day. And that's a big deal.
All right, Victoria, how have you been blessed?
Well, this is my first Thanksgiving with you guys, so I feel very blessed and grateful every day. I know, right? My first live working Thanksgiving ever.
Yes, there you go.
In my personal life, my family has just been amazing this past year, so I am I have a whole new appreciation for them that it's been amazing.
Christmas is coming. I feel a ring is coming for both of you.
Uh-oh.
We'll see about that. How about that for anticipation?
It's
10 before the hour.
How great the world.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals? Fluoride? Our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, very sweet. The music from an extraordinarily sweet movie called Home Alone. No, not really. But
I love
Tucker
that
decided, what, Home Alone? Oh, that's
yeah.
Violent. Hitting those guys over the head with... Oh. The paint cans and all that
stuff.
It's
my 11-year-old daughter's favorite Christmas movie.
Really?
Yes, the best.
There you go. All right, so anyway, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man, to celebrate Thanksgiving with us, talk about some of the movies that are out this weekend. But why Home Alone? Because it came out on this date?
It gets me in the spirit of the season. But I just want to point out, NBC about, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago or more, for like 3 years in a row, played Home Alone on Thanksgiving night. And they made a huge mistake not keeping up that tradition, because I think the film, like It's a Wonderful Life, is a true holiday classic.
Yes, agreed. Then there are a lot of holiday classics get started this weekend and through the Christmas season. Chuck Curry is here with our Movie Moments Focus. Went to see Allied last night. I'll tell you what I thought of it. You think it's going to be the big movie of the weekend, right?
I went to see it too, so I'll give my opinion also.
All right, so we'll both be focused on Allied. Brad Pitt, and is it Marion Cotillard? How do you pronounce her last name?
You're closer than me. That's pretty good.
I was going to say, Doug, go with your instincts.
Thank you. All right, Shocker's got the sports and the traffic in just a moment here.
gentlemen, Black Friday deals have arrived at JCPenney, meaning you can get a head start on your shopping to score on major deals. So step up your game and be the first in line Thursday at 3 p.m. when the doors open for unbeatable savings. Like select Guys Arizona denim for $15, select St. John's Bay flannel for $10, and select Stafford dress shirts for $9. We've got you covered with the style you want. For going out or just hanging out, that's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Offers valid 11/23 to 11/25. See JCP.com or your newspaper for details.
In my family, we do a gift swap game for the holidays, and one year there was this epic battle over a robe from thecompanystore.com. Now we all bring gifts from the company store, you know, to ensure a good outcome. But I have to admit, I kind of miss the competition.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the comforts of home for over 100 years, from cozy pajamas and mittens to home decor and more. Visit thecompanystore.com for Black Friday deals November 21st through 26th. Enter the code FRIDAY for 25% off your order plus free shipping.
All right, 56 past the hour. Chuck Curry and I both went to see the movie with Brad Pitt and Marianne
Cotillard. Yeah,
it's called Ally.
It's by Robert Zemeckis, who did the Back to the Future franchise and Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
What do you think, Doug?
I'm not a wild, crazy Brad Pitt fan. As a matter of fact, as we walked out of the theater last night, Meredith said, "I don't understand what everybody sees in him. He's not a good actor." She thinks that Marianne Cotillard is a great actress, or a good actor. We were driving home talking about other actresses that were good and comparing them to her, or trying to find someone that she is comparative to, and we didn't find. I don't think we came to an agreement on that. It was a true love story. Apparently, it's something that actually happened, and it gives you cause to think. It really does about a number of things, which is what a good movie would do. It was an okay way to spend a couple of hours.
How many cows? How many cows?
On a scale of 1 to 10.
There were no cows on it. On a scale of 1 to 10, I give it about 7.5.
I give it a 6. It was. It felt like to me, like an $85 million art house movie. It was very slow moving. I just painted the wall in my office, and I'm watching it dry a little faster than the movie moved. But I did like both actors. And at the end, which obviously I'm not going to give away, very, very powerful. And I just saw when I left the movie, Doug, about the psychology or the complexity of the human mind that would make one become a double agent.
Right.
I found that aspect fascinating to the movie. But I think sophisticated moviegoers will enjoy the film. I'm just not one of them.
Yeah. No, and nor am I. But I was about to almost do a spoiler, but I won't.
Don't do that.
Okay.
I got some movie news. Rogue One, a Star Wars story, tracking upwards of $150 million opening weekend when it hits theaters on December 16th. Now, The Force Awakens did $247 million at its opening weekend, but that one had Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, and Carrie Fisher. The wild card here could be the fact that Darth Vader is in Rogue One. And if the movie's good, it's obviously going to have very, very, very strong legs. Different director this time around. Gareth Edwards, who did Godzilla, directed it. J.J. Abrams, who did The Force Awakens, only involved on the producer capacity. But John Williams did not do the score.
Really?
Michael Cimino, who did Lost, did the score in 4.5. He had 4.5 weeks to do the score to that film. John Williams just sticking with the original Star Wars franchise, not the spin-off films.
Hi, Chuck. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you. 59.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.